Boom! We are back. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Two Guys and One Lapdog, the podcast. We are coming to you live this Tuesday morning from Full Grove Studios 1 here in Forest Grove, Oregon. It's sunny, it's cold, blue skies out. It's a beautiful day to podcast. My name is Ryan Yoshida. I am one of three hosts here today about to bring you this content here on this Tuesday. Directly in front of me on the ground sitting on her hind legs is the lapdog, Abuela. I believe she wants to tell the people hello. Abuela, tell them what's up. Nothing. Okay. That's all right. Because to my left, you know him. You probably don't love him. One Matthew Mayer. Matt, how's it going?
I'll tell you right, I'm feeling dangerous.
Oh, Western Matt. How's it going, man?
Feeling dangerous
today. Feeling dangerous?
Oh, yeah.
Feeling Baker Mayfield dangerous?
I'm feeling Bakered.
Oh.
Baker right. Dangerous.
How was the horse ride over?
You know, it was good, yeah.
A lot of traffic?
Yeah, a lot of traffic.
Okay.
Spent $1,000 on that horse.
Hey, better than a Cadillac.
It's a Pinto.
Is a Cadillac a horse?
Cadillac is a car.
Are you sure?
A Ferrari's a horse.
Okay. You feeling good today?
Feeling dangerous.
You want to describe that?
I don't know. Just woke up. Just feeling dangerous.
Okay. That's fair. The people are excited to have you.
I'm excited to be here.
You're going to fire from the hip all day today?
That's the plan.
Is that the title of this episode? Fire from the hip?
Hashtag fire from the hip. Get it trending.
Right. Let's go. Let's jump right into it. We're going to recap the weekend real quick. Hopefully host Matt joins us here at some point. Western Matt will step in until then.
Yeah, he already left.
Oh, he already left?
Yeah.
I didn't notice he had a good belt.
Yeah.
I didn't even hear him leave.
No. He's a quiet dude.
Does he park his car in the electric stall?
His horse, rather? He does not have a car. But yeah, the horse goes in the front lawn.
Just eats grass. Feed, yeah, mm-hmm, okay.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing today, Matt?
I'm doing well. Something that I don't like about Western Matt is that he pronounces all his S's. He whistles while he does them. And for me, find that incredibly annoying.
I don't find that annoying. I find that kind of like an art. Like, if an actor is going to do a Western accent, you have to have that in there. Mm-hmm. It's subtle. Sure. You don't even really know you hear it,
mm-hmm.
But when you do.
Yeah. I hate it, personally.
It hates you. Okay, that's fair.
Me and him are kind of at odds.
Him and NPR Matt don't get along at all.
No.
Which is a bummer.
They're from different worlds.
Understandably. They're from different worlds. You know,
really, from my perspective, they're symbolic of the division that we have between rural and urban America in, you know, the United States today. So really,
where does host Matt lie in that?
Host Matt's right there in the middle.
He rides the fence.
Huh?
He rides the fence.
He rides the fence.
You go ahead and grab a pale ale with Western Matt, and you head over and grab a glass of milk with NPR Matt.
Well, I wouldn't be having any milk.
Okay, well, lactose.
I feel like NPR Matt would probably want like a hottie toddy or something like that in these cold winter months.
Okay. I heard that NPR Matt's been sipping on the milk stouts over at Ridgewalker.
Dude, yeah. So, truth be told, it wasn't NPR Matt. It was me. I had never had a milk stout before, but I saw that it was on the tap list, and I was like, all right, you know, I'm just going to have to shoot this gap, and I'll tell you, it was delicious. It was literally like having a glass of milk, but just beer. So, worth trying.
Doesn't sound like the best combination.
Yeah, it doesn't, but I'll tell you right now, it was good. It was creamy. It was smooth.
Do you know what else is not a very good combination?
Peanut butter and jelly.
No, that's a good combination.
Peanut butter and women.
I was going for a 5'7 male. Taking a half-court basketball shot.
Oh, sure. A guy who never played the...
Oh, he played.
Who's never hooped.
No, he's hooped. He's hooped. Yeah. But
you were hoop dreams
at one point in life? It's been a while, you know? Rusty.
Well, talk to people through it. What happened?
Yeah, so as the people know, because the people know a lot, the Doggy Boys and Doggy Girls, Tego and Nash pretty much know everything.
They've been standing up.
We are transparent or opaque. It just kind of depends on the day of the week. We went to the basketball game opener. We did not make it there early enough for the free shirt. That was a bummer.
I know. I'm so disappointed about
that. Shirts weren't that nice. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm not.
It's just the principle.
Yeah.
But we went there, and it was like a dollar raffle. Sign up for a half-court shot. You have the shot to win $70.
Boom.
You take the shot. You make it. You win $70. You miss. You're a loser and a mm-hmm. failure.
Forever.
Yeah, forever. And, you know?
Yeah.
Naturally, host Matt and roommate Kyolo went ahead and signed me up to take the shot.
Somebody's got
to
do it.
The most athletic in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Got up there, was the last to shoot, and I missed completely. No backboard, no nothing. And I didn't really know what to do after I missed.
Yeah.
So I just ran away.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, you looked nervous down there.
I felt nervous.
You looked real nervous.
It did hit me till I was standing there. Sure. And
as those things do.
It was all baseball guys. Like, they were all so confident. And I was
a lot
like,
of confidence from them.
Like,
yeah. They stepped up to that plate because they'd done it a million times before.
They had the numbers.
Yeah. Really quick, I just want to give you a little update. I could tell that you were nervous, and when you're feeling nervous or anything like that, I just got a notification from my Headspace app. I'm just going to read it out loud.
Yeah, tell the people.
And you can just take this to the bank. You can have this for the rest of the day. Waves are not separate from the ocean. Thoughts are not separate from the mind. So just take that, put it in your back pocket, and let it marinate.
That kind of made no sense. But let's let it marinate. We'll see what's going to happen. We'll talk about it again in the episode. So yeah, Friday night, took a half-court shot, missed terribly.
Mm-hmm. It was embarrassing for everybody.
Saturday, Matt, you played in a die tournament.
Yep, you want to touch on that real quick? Yeah, we were tossing. Shout out Hayden. That was fun. It was freezing, but I'll tell you, I do love this weather. It's cold, it's clear, it's, you know, either sunny, but it's not raining. So it's just, you get to bundle up and you're just chilling.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm at a pass with it because I'm very grateful that it's not raining because it could very well be raining.
It could just be pouring
miserable.
Down rain. Yeah.
I don't like how cold it is.
Dude, this is my favorite type of weather, honestly.
It's a little too cold for my liking.
Mm-hmm.
40s, I don't like to sit in the 40. I like to sitting like mid-50s.
We're sitting
low
like
60s.
Low 40s right now.
Because it's tempering. Like, if it were to rain pretty hard and drop a little bit, you know, a couple more degrees, it's snowing.
Yeah.
And I'm not ready. My car doesn't have chains on it. I don't like driving in the snow.
It's very not outside the realm of possibility that we wake up and there's just snow
Absolutely.
One of these days.
Well, so Saturday we played after your tournament. Matt came back.
Made some pasta.
I was admittedly supposed to go play with Matt.
Yeah, you kind of left me hanging.
I was violently hungover, and I expected you to be a little bit more sympathetic for that.
I was not sympathetic. As a man who has been violently hungover and done things that you normally wouldn't be doing when you're violently hungover.
I've seen you on a couple Sundays just tossing in the flag there. I expected a lot more out of a day one, but you kind of cut me at the knees.
I expected more from you, man. I'll tell you.
We don't want to derail too much from this, but I was expecting a little more sympathy.
As a man who on the record has said that he lives to be hungover, and yet you let the hangover win.
Oh, I do. I love the hangover. But when I'm hungover, I don't want to go and play more Beer Die. And that was probably the most hungover I've been in 2018.
Yeah, you were.
And I didn't want to go and drink more beer at that moment at 1 o'clock.
It's okay.
It's a bummer. Hayden, I know you're a listener, and I am sorry. That would have been tight. Matt?
Hey, it's okay.
Hey, if I could swear on this podcast, I would.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say tuck you.
Oh, tuck me.
Tuck you.
All right.
Leave it there because you chopped me at the knees plenty of times. And that's okay.
What?
It came at my neck. Came at the jugular.
How did it come at your neck?
Dude, I would just take a quick tangent.
Yeah.
All Saturday night, any time that it got referenced, it was like, oh, yeah, where'd my partner go? He bailed.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole posse was looking at me like, hell, you bailed on him? I'm like, dude, what?
Okay.
No backstory.
I didn't mean that. You know I didn't mean
it
like
that. Come on, dude, don't bust my – I felt bad enough, dude. I tried to get you a partner. I thought about it. I felt bad all morning.
Come on, man. It's not like that.
I expected more
from you. I was able to – dude, you know what? I did find another partner, and he was tight, and he was just a cowboy. Me and him both had bell buckles. He was wearing cowboy boots. It was tight.
Was it Western Matt?
It was not Western Matt, but they're friends. Him and Western Matt are boys.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But it's all good. Yeah, so tossed on Saturday, came back here, made some pasta, went out, more people came over, went to billiards, went out to a little...
Yeah, well, a couple of our friends came over, played Beer Die.
Tossed.
On the run through,
sub-zero.
Playing Beer Die in sub-zero temperatures.
Yeah.
It was like 42, and then it dropped to 39 around midnight. It was freezing, so you got to layer up. Put on wool socks was good. Mm-hmm. The only thing about playing die in that cold is the hands.
Yeah.
You can't do anything about
it. I would
it.
Love to have some gloves.
Gloves, some, hand warmers, warm sand.
Yeah.
NFL, if you're listening, Roger Goodell, go ahead and send us some of those. Mm-hmm. Maybe those big jackets.
Yeah. Well, I know how like the Bills feel when they're playing because it is, you know, it's going to be a snowball always.
I mean, you probably want to get below zero before you at the Buffalo Bills.
Do they play in sub-zero? Do they play in literal sub-zero? Is it really
so
get that
Green
cold?
Bay. With the wind chill, it like drops like negative 16 degrees.
Sure.
Like that's
Yeah, for me, that's where I would want to be, you know, playing on the Dolphins or something like that. I don't know if I can handle that.
But you also got to deal with hurricanes out there too. Like
Yep. I mean, climate change, you know. Wish it was just a hoax.
It was Saturday. Oh, do you have something to say?
No.
Sure?
I mean, my Sunday was... I had... For me, the past, maybe month of Sundays have just been rough. I've either been driving 8 hours or I've been just incredibly hung. I mean, last Sunday, I spent all day in the car just visiting sites. So this last Sunday was just phenomenal for me. Didn't have to leave Forest Grove, just did a bunch of chores, got some homework done, very relaxing, real mental health day. So shout out Sunday.
Take some time for yourself.
Yeah.
Don't discredit that. Take a day off. Take a personal day. Watch some TV, sleep in late. Don't ever change out of your PJs. It never killed anybody.
I can't remember the last time I've done that.
Facts.
Sounds nice.
You could do that at any point, though. You're an adult.
Yeah, I am an adult. I am an adult, man. I just, you know, I got all these, I got a lot going on, you know.
Yeah, Matt's busy.
I'm a busy guy. That's what I'm trying to get at. I'm trying to subtly flex.
He wants everybody to know he's busy.
I'm a busy guy.
He has class. He has projects. He has homework. Nobody else does. Shout out real quick to the USC Trojans. You beat UCLA. Watch that on the Pac-12 network. They have an app. So if you want to kind of get around, like if you want to watch Pac-12 games and you don't want to buy cable, that's a pretty good way to do it.
No, that's
it's going to hit you with like a 5-minute preview warning, and then it's going to ask you to like sign in to like your provider. Just keep refreshing, like click infinity or something and refresh. You'll be able to live stream it.
Nice.
It's the good color commentary that you get from like CBS and Fox. You don't get that. Mm-hmm. You get weird Pac-12 commentary. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can probably just mute it. Like yeah. That, oh, you muted it?
No, I left it on.
Okay, yeah.
I guess the point out of this, though, is, and we talked about this off air.
Uh-huh.
Water polo makes no sense as a game.
No.
Don't know the rules. Love watching it. Very interesting.
Yeah.
But we kind of want to do like a sports review.
Yeah, I'm trying to get into some obscure Pac-12 sports.
Like, what would you say is obscure?
If they had like equestrian sports, okay. I would love to be able to watch some equestrian sports.
Rowing? And I remember you mentioned rowing.
Yeah, rowing is not super obscure, but I would love to watch a little rowing.
Isn't that obscure?
I mean, it seems pretty simple. I don't know. I'm trying to get into rowing, just watching it as like a spectator sport. Like, I'm trying to go to some regattas in Portland and like just go crazy, you know?
I wouldn't be opposed to like badminton either.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you think they have Pac-12 badminton? They must, right?
I doubt it. Handball. We have a pretty good handball team here.
Yeah, some national
We're going to get into a, as Matt has said, obscure sport.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if you guys want to have a say in that, which we would like you to have a say in,
yeah,
let us know.
I'm looking for a sport to essentially become a super fan in.
Exactly. Yeah. But we don't want football. I don't want soccer.
No, I don't want
baseball. No. I don't want anything you can find on
TV. I don't want anything
you
can find on TV or SportsCenter. Yeah.
If SportsCenter talks about it, we don't want
I want this to be ESPN 8 the Ocho. That's where I want the coverage. Yeah.
But where could they do that at?
Do what?
If they wanted to let us know what sports.
Well, if they want to let us know, yeah, they could just follow or find the Instagram at @2guys1lapdog, spell it all out, shoot us a DM. They could DM me on my personal @_stablegenius, stable horse, genius Einstein. What about you?
You could leave a voicemail. The number is on our Instagram, but if you don't have an Instagram or you don't want to check it out, because there's some really good content there, but if you don't want to see that, I'll just tell you right now. It's 808, it's 551-2474. 808. 551-2474. The voicemails have been going off.
Yes, the voicemail is firing.
I don't want to get ahead of where we're supposed to be, but voicemails.
Yeah.
If you guys have left a voicemail over the past week, I guess since last Tuesday, we not only got it, but it will be featured today or on Thursday.
Yeah, it's coming. Don't worry.
Shout out to those people.
Yeah, big shouts.
We have a few morning announcements. The gang is big into ASMR.
Yeah, I had never listened to ASMR. I'd heard a lot about it, but didn't really know what it was. And last night, as I was falling asleep, I watched about 10 minutes of T-Pain ASMR. And let me tell you, it was tight.
He was also hitting the hookah,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. It was like him hitting the hookah, like, and then it's just him like taking plastic bags and like opening them. And then it's just him talking really quiet into the mic, talking about his day or whatever. So it's, getting a call and... That is not professional.
Could you put that on Do Not Disturb?
That is absolutely not professional. Apologize for that.
That's all right.
But yeah, T-Pain, ASMR, I'm all
in. So did you go off that? Because I saw you send me that Complex video. Uh-huh. So did you go on like YouTube and find...
Yeah, I went on YouTube and Googled video it. Because I was like, dude, this is tight. Like, and it was... Yeah, like I think I'm just going to do real quick 10 seconds of ASMR for the listeners.
Yeah, go for it.
Just
so please they know. Do. Please
it's,
do.
It's, he calls it mind massage.
Real quick, before you do that, mm-hmm. Neither of us really know ASMR, and the mm-hmm. video that I found was extremely sexual.
Yes.
So I'm kind of split
I'm not going to do anything sexual, right?
No. Yeah, okay. Of course not. But if anybody can help podcast. Us out, once again, DM us or voicemail. Matt, go ahead.
I feel like the YouTube, like, ASMR where it's, like, it's just, like, chicks, like, videoing themselves and just talking real quiet into the mic. I don't know how I feel about that. I feel like it could be perceived as, you know,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
maybe. But, okay. Deep Aiden was doing that for about 15 minutes.
Why are you looking at me in the eyes when you do that? Stop. Don't look at me.
It's ASMR,
but with other stuff. Yeah, shout out listener Raya. She pretty much was asking us all Saturday night to do ASMR on this podcast. Really? And I don't think I can.
I think the best is when they scratch, like.
For me, it's the video that makes it sexual. Like, it's one thing, like, the sounds, it's whatever. But when the camera is so close to their face and they're doing things with their face, it's like, okay, what are you trying to tell me here?
Yeah, even with T-Pain, it was a little, like, it was cool because he has a very, calming voice, which I never really realized because he's always just auto-tuned. But his God-given voice is very, very relaxing. And he was playing, like, a little guitar. It was real nice.
Yeah, I like that video. It's on Complex. Mm-hmm. Maybe Stable Genius will throw it up on his Instagram. Probably not.
Might have to plug it with a story.
It's on Complex. Worth checking out.
Yeah.
With that being said, ASMR is the perfect segue to our second morning announcement. Matt, we have a voicemail to play, don't we?
We do have a voicemail to play. Let's pull that up right about now.
Hey, two guys, one lap dog. This is longtime listener Quincy, and
this is Adler.
And we're just calling because we want to say that we love the content that
love it.
We were wondering if you could maybe discuss Ariana Grande's latest release.
Yeah, but aside from that,
I'll thank you next, first of all.
Yeah. Sorry, but aside from that, could you also do a special on Gossip Girl? I heard you're a fan. Love to hear your input. I don't know. First episode, last episode, up to you.
All right. Thank you. So thank you next, and Gossip Girl. That's our request.
All right. Bye.
All right, Quincy and Adler, thank you very much for the call-in. Appreciate that. Love it. Thank you for listening. And host Ryan, what do you make of that?
Sorry, I was chewing a granola bar.
That's okay. Shout out to Quaker, sponsor of the podcast.
Is that, if I chewed a granola bar, would that be ASMR?
For some people, yeah. You could throw that on YouTube and just be chewing it.
I don't want to tangent too much here. Sorry
also,
about that.
Also, really quick, earlier, I don't know if anybody knows, that was just me rubbing my hands together.
Yeah.
I don't think I disclosed that information, but yeah.
What is that saying? Like when you expose yourself, kind of?
Where there's a will, there's a way?
No.
Fool me once, can't get fooled. Can't get fooled again. Opaqueness killed the cat.
Quincy and Adler, they're a couple of East Coast boys.
Mm-hmm.
They're out there in NY, the big NYC, shout out.
Did not realize our target demo went all the way to the East Coast.
Yeah, Quincy and Adler, if you want to fly us out there to hang out with you,
we can make that happen.
Send us a Venmo. Mm-hmm. I think it's like $900. Send us $1,800.
Give or take.
Mm-hmm. The limit's good. We're good with that. Mm-hmm. We can put our Venmo up on
Instagram. The limit doesn't exist.
I thought it was like a $3,000 limit.
Just mean girls. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So to reference that, first and foremost, Gossip Girl, mm-hmm. we are working through it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take us, there's like 9 seasons. So it's mm-hmm. going to take us a minute. We will come back to it probably in like 4 months.
Really? I'm just wondering who A is at this point.
That different series.
Oh,
all together.
Oh,
is completely wrong series.
Is that not Gossip Girl?
Not even remotely.
Oh, who?
Just which, Blake what? Lively. It was like the Blake Lively's big breakthrough, Gossip Girl.
She's A?
Pretty Little Liars is A.
And those are, Yep.
If somebody, okay. Hey, could we clip that?
Mm-mm. Yeah, clip Scott, that. If you could just edit that out.
Oh, Scott Disick, Lord Disick. Keeping up with the Kardashians.
That's ASMR. That's Gossip Girl though, right?
No. We're working through. Obviously, as
who's
you can
Chuck
tell,
Bass?
Quincy and Adler, we... What?
Who's Chuck Bass? He's Gossip Girl.
Let's talk about this off-air.
Okay.
Let's talk about this off-air. We're getting through it, Quincy
mm-hmm.
and Adler.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate that, and we will come back to that. But it's happening. As for Ariana Grande, we
queen.
Are not going to talk about that later. We're going to talk about that right now.
Yeah. I stand my queen.
Do you want to go first?
I mean, thank you next. There's not a lot to say, you know.
Just give us three takeaways from Ariana Grande. Like if somebody had never heard of Ariana Grande before, mm-hmm. three things to describe her. Go.
I mean, really, I just want to give her a shout out because I feel like she has been through a lot. I think a lot of people
Facts.
Forget that at one of her concerts there was like a shooting in like which is insane.
Mm-hmm.
And then, mm-hmm. you know, her longtime friend and boyfriend lover Mac Miller passes away, RIP. It's a tragedy. But you know, she's just been through a ton. And then I feel like this breakup with her and Pete Davidson is pretty messy at this point.
Yeah. If anybody can clarify what happened,
cause everybody was talking about what a good guy he is. And
I heard
he's got
there
BDE.
Was text between him and Mac. I don't know how true that is.
There's a lot going on here.
God, she called off the engagement. They were engaged.
They were engaged.
She started that trend.
Doesn't he have a tat? He has an Ariana tat.
I think he fired from the hip. As the, and she
fired from
she
the
fired hip. Back from the hip.
Yes,
but she killed him, and he didn't. He missed.
Yeah, no, he missed. I just she is kind of. I feel like I didn't even realize that she has like 150 million followers on it. Oh, I never even checked her Instagram before. She has so many followers. It's crazy. Yeah.
So a little bit of backstory too. This actually information is coming to us from Quincy Brown. Before Ariana Grande was on Victorious, which is kind of where she broke. I don't want to say she's
her
breakout. Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is when I first heard of her, and when she kind of jumped on the map was when was through Victorious. She was on Broadway.
Oh, good for
she
her.
She was a Broadway actress. So she can sing. Obviously, she has pipes. She went to Nickelodeon, crushed Nickelodeon, and then transitioned into pop music, which it seems easy. We kind of expect it. That's a hard transition.
The world of popular culture.
Very difficult to go from being a kid. I mean, we see all the kid stars either go to drugs.
Whoa. Right? You just burp into the mic?
That's ASMR.
Wow, that was huge. That was low-key ASMR, yeah.
But Ariana Grande is tight. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Next, because I know the people are listening to this podcast on Spotify right now. We're on Spotify at Two Guys and One Laptop on Spotify.
We're also on the Apple Podcast app, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
And that's our last morning announcement that I want to get to.
Yes.
But if you're listening to this on Spotify, finish the episode, then type in Thank You Next by Ariana Grande if you haven't already heard this.
You, non-traditional spelling of you, just the letter U, no Y-O-U.
Yeah, it's a banger. It also makes me think that she, low-key, is now doing an ASMR bit.
Yes.
We listened to this song a couple of times, and the pitch, tone of her voice.
Very relaxing.
You can't help but like it.
It's I feel like it's engineered for the human mind to just enjoy listening to, you know?
Wasn't there also a point when she was in a store in New York and she said something like racist and like it blew up? Like she was in a donut shop or something. Don't quote me.
Oh, I heard that she licked a donut and never bought it.
Yeah,
it
back, that was what it was, right?
Which is a felonious offense. That's crazy from her. That's care who you are. That is, you can't do that. That's
Watch out, Beyonce, because Ariana Grande is the next queen.
Yeah.
She's coming in. She just got to keep this momentum, and she's going to – she's a savage, dude. She commented on somebody's engagement picture.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
Just don't. Or like, don't. It was 13 tips on how to buy an engagement ring, and she just commented, don't do
savage.
It. Savage. So if we see marriage and engagement rates just drop, I think we know why.
The word on the street is that she's a listener.
Mm-hmm.
Ariana, if you're listening, keep doing you, boo-boo.
Yeah, she's crushing it. Yeah. And her last name means just big.
No, it means medium. Venti is big. And then Tentra is the biggest. Because there's tall, that's one size smaller.
Is this ASMR?
Low-key, that is.
That might be ASMR. That's just me cracking my elbow.
That's his elbow, which is a weird place to crack.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, and two, really what I'm wondering about is which guy is which. Because one taught her, what is it, love, patience, and pain? I posit that Mac Miller taught her patience because of his demons.
All right, well, relax there. I think who she's referring to, I think I taught her love, I think you taught her patience, and I think the dog taught her pain.
That's not a horrible take, not horribly inaccurate. Wish it was true.
If Tigo Nation wants to really stand up, let's head over to her Instagram and just hashtag Chihuahua.
Yeah. See if we can get it trending.
Let's just see if we can get her attention. You know?
Yeah. I don't hate that idea.
Because I would love to sit down and talk to Ariana Grande.
Do you think that Pete Davidson taught her pain?
He might have. It's hard to say.
I feel like he was made out to be such a nice guy. And I feel like this breakup is he's not being a nice guy.
Something happened.
Yeah.
I think that truthfully, Mac's death had a lot more effect on her. Which
you would expect that. Yeah.
But I guess maybe he didn't handle it very well.
I just want to get in touch with TMZ and really just get to the bottom of what's going on.
Let's dive in.
Normally I'm not super invested in celebrity things, but this one has me, you know, it's her first top one or number one hit.
We'll follow up.
She's crushing it.
No, she had a bunch. I think she's had a bunch.
I'm pretty sure that this is her numero uno. She crushed a bunch of streaming records and everything with this. Like, this is just an anthem.
Black Stallion 808. Could you DM us as to if that's true or not? You posted something earlier today that I think I saw. I should have read it more, obviously, because we're doing this segment. I didn't. Let us know. Point being, we're all in on Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
So let's move into our last morning announcement. We are on Apple Podcasts. And this is a weird one because a lot of people have been having trouble with Apple Podcasts. If you have an iPhone, you have the app. It's probably in some random folder with all the other apps that Apple puts on your phone and you don't really use. So just pull down on the home screen, search Apple Podcasts, and it's the blue one that pops up. It's probably in like the iWallet and Find My Friends and all the other bullshit that you don't really use.
Mm-hmm.
It's over there.
You know what I find interesting about this? I feel like if they're listening to the podcast, then they already know how to work the app.
What do you mean?
Like, I think that the Apple Podcast can be a challenging thing to work, but I feel like if they're already listening to the podcast, if they're listening to us right now, then they must know how to work it to some degree, you know?
In what way?
Well, you can't, you know, can't listen to it without finding it.
Well, they're Spotify.
Oh, you think that they're two platform listeners?
Here's the thing, is a lot of people that have iPhones, uh-huh. I've been getting texts from old classmates.
Really?
And I was like, you can leave a review and a rating. You guys can also leave a review and a rating uh-huh. on Apple Podcasts.
Can you review on Spotify?
No, not huh. yet. I don't believe so. Huh. But the point being, people that have iPhones mm-hmm. don't use it. Because literally when you download the phone, it uh-huh. you automatically start putting stuff
it's
folders,
on the app.
And
yeah.
it's in your phone. Uh-huh. Most people don't know it's there.
Really?
Which is why I want to clarify. A lot of people are saying put the link in the bio, all uh-huh. those kind of things to make it easier because... And most of our listens, I don't know if you're an analytics boy yourself.
r/data is beautiful, yes.
I would say, and this is just off the top of my head, over 92% of our listens are on Spotify.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's huge.
Because it's free. You can
think that's just Spotify cornering out the podcast market, or?
I think Spotify is easier to use mm-hmm. than Apple Podcasts.
User-friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Apple's on its way out. I'll tell you, my computer's been acting up. I think it's because I just have so many podcasts saved on the damn thing. Uh-huh. But my beef with Apple has not ended.
We might see them in the crockpot.
Yeah, I wish that.
But that's for Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
You know what is on your Apple phone?
What's that?
Bumble.
But with other stuff?
But with other stuff.
Thank you.
Let's jump right in. We're headed straight into the classic. Y'all know it. Y'all love it. Bumble is a dating app or just an app that you can meet people with. You can do friends. You can do group Bumble. Doesn't matter.
You can just do Bumble, but just with friendship?
Yeah.
Really?
Friends, yeah.
That's crazy.
So pictures will pop up. You set your radius, all these kind of things. And you either swipe right, meaning that you're all in, or you swipe left, meaning that you're not in.
Are you going to burp again?
Oh my God, I'm burping. Crazy. So on this podcast, on Two Guys and One Lapdog on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, we bring random shit onto our Bumbles.
Mm-hmm.
So there's actually
If it's in the radius, it's going to pop up.
It's popping up. Right? And then yeah. we decide whether we're going to swipe right or left.
Mm-hmm. That's about how it goes.
Oh, just got one.
First
ready
one.
For this one?
Yeah.
Beard t-shirts or long sleeve shirts?
A long sleeve, I'll tell you right now, I love a long sleeve shirt. I think that especially right now in the fall, you can't top it. It pairs well with everything. You know, Facts. It's going to be freezing cold. Sometimes a t-shirt just doesn't cut it.
And for all my ashy elbow boys and girls out there, I'm an ashy boy myself. I get super dry skin.
You're assy?
Ashy.
Oh.
Ashy.
Oh.
Y'all know, the uh-huh. long sleeve shirt protects that, at least to a degree.
Like, you have ashy elbows?
I get real dry elbows.
Really?
And they get flaky. Like my hands right now are probably in the worst shape they've ever
really?
Been. Yeah. Like, to hold this microphone, I'm in excruciating pain. I shit you not. I can't move my bag. My thumb hurts. Writing is impossible. I'm in bad shape right now.
Because your hands are just so cracked.
Yeah, I don't want to. My hands aren't on Bumble, so I'll show you this off.
Do you think that it...
I'll show you.
Do you have any theories as to why your hands are so...
I have a couple. We'll talk about
it. Is it eczema?
No.
I feel like it could be a fungal infection.
I want you... If you don't stop talking about eczema right now, I will plug your email again.
I mean, they know where to find my email. I'm just saying... When your hands are that cracked, hey, it's probably not just dry skin. I feel like there's a condition.
My hands are not in the Bumble app.
But you can't even put the beer t-shirt on because your hands are so cracked.
It's because I'm a waiter and I'm washing my hands. My hands are always wet. The soap, it's a whole lot of things.
Mm-hmm. And you know what they say with a moist, those moist conditions, they're humid, it's wet, it's a breeding ground for bacteria and fungus.
It's not humid and my hands do not
Well, your bacteria. Hands are going to be warm. Because of your body heat, and they're going to be wet. Because
I'll show you them off air, and we'll talk about it.
All right. Okay.
Are you swiping right or left on beer t-shirts and slash
beer? Okay. Well, beer t-shirts I like. It just depends what kind of beer t-shirt. I have a beer sweatshirt that I like a lot. I noticed that you're wearing a Miller High Life shirt today. I like that a lot. Long sleeve. I'm going to swipe left. Good. What's the right? I'm going to swipe right on the whole shooting match because can't beat a long sleeve t-shirt and you can't beat a beer t-shirt. Those are two just winning items in my opinion.
I'm a little torn. Like I put this on today and that's kind of why it's in the segment. I was
sure.
in the mirror. I was like, damn, you're getting a fit off, boy.
Yeah,
like, good.
Yeah, sure.
But then I was like, you kind of look like a douchebag.
Do you?
Like, it's like, we get it. You drink beer. Like, mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. I like it because it just looks nice. It's uh-huh. a nice gray.
Uh-huh.
But it's also like the idea of like, cool, bro. Like
yeah.
you drink.
Like nice.
It
you
kind
wanna,
of
you
feels
wanna,
like douchey. You, like I was sure. afraid to take my jacket off in class in the beginning.
Oh, wow.
And then I was like, fuck, who
sure.
cares?
Sure. Well, I already know that you're a douchebag. So it doesn't, Facts. For me, like, you don't, yeah. it's not like, oh, Ryan yeah. looks like a douche today. It's Ryan's just a douche.
It's just Ryan looks dope today.
Yeah, no, but I mean, I enjoy it. I mean, everybody knows you drink beer. Everybody
yeah,
knows you're
good,
a chill
though,
senior
right?
dude.
Yeah.
All right.
Huh? Yeah. Oh, I'm something right, too.
You should start wearing, like, latex gloves so that people can't see your hands.
Can you?
Like those blue doctor surgical gloves.
Or like what if the black ones that people used to like carve me and stuff? Like those are so or do like tattoos.
Like what?
Like the black latex gloves? Like tattoo artists. Oh.
I thought you were saying you were gonna tattoo your hands. It's like that was gonna feel bad with the amount of fungus that's in those.
It's not
right
fungus,
now.
It's cuts.
I mean, what's in the cuts?
Move on
man?
To the next one. What popped up on your app?
Rolling Rock.
Okay. Are you gonna give any more description?
Pretty much I was cleaning up the backyard on Sunday and there was like 10 Rolling Rock boxes out there, and it just is so bad tasting. I don't know why we buy it. It's cheap, which is great, so that makes me want to swipe right, but then it tastes like pig shit, and that makes me want to swipe left.
How many cans did you say we had out there?
We had a lot. There was a lot of cans.
How much? How many cans?
Three big trash cans full of cans.
Like if you had to put a number.
Probably like 69.
Weird flex, but okay. Yeah, I get you. Oh, I was trying to get. Oh,
exactly.
Right. Yeah, I'm all in on Rolling Rock.
Yeah, because for me, it just tastes so bad. I wish that, like, pretty much if we're drinking Rolling Rock and it's like I've had like a couple Rolling Rocks and then I drink like a Coors Light, it feels like I'm either drinking a glass of water or just like honey and nectar because of how different it is. And I didn't
the
realize
Coors Light.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I didn't realize that there was so much variation between light beers, but not all light beers are created equal, and that's a fact.
So you're swiping left on Rolling Rock?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. That's why I brought it here. I want to get your take.
I told you I'm swiping right, and here's really? And here's why. Mm-hmm. To be completely honest, nothing grinds my gears more than when people talk about, especially when we're playing Die, like mm-hmm. how bad Keystone Light tastes or how bad Rolling Rock tastes.
Keystone, like, it tastes delicious. Those things taste delicious.
Right, but there's always somebody that has to be like, oh man, this beer tastes like piss water.
Oh, or
this
yeah. beer.
No shit. It's $10.99 for 18 beers.
Yeah.
Like,
what
do you think you're buying?
Yeah.
But there's also something to be said about the douchey craft generation mm-hmm. that has been born.
Us.
You know, exactly. The IPAs are just the mm-hmm. men's pumpkin spice lattes. Mm-hmm. A light beer is a light beer. I love a good Rolling Rock. Like, if I'm going to have like steak and mashed potatoes, I actually would choose a Rolling Rock over any other beer.
Oh, wow.
It's not overpowering. I still can taste the beer. I personally don't have any beef with the way it tastes.
Uh-huh.
All beers to me taste good.
Mm-hmm.
They're different.
Yeah.
Same, but different.
I think I'm going to go ahead and swipe left just purely because it tastes so bad, but
I'm looking at 18
for my wallet. For my wallet, it's just the best thing in the world. Yeah, we had a survivor from the weekend.
I'm kind of weird flex, but okay. I'm kind of disappointed in you for not swiping right on that.
I mean, dude, you know what? It is what it is. It's the cheapest. I'm going to keep buying it. I'm not going to stop buying it. Do I like drinking it? Not necessarily, no.
It's extra pale.
It is very pale. It is. Incredibly pale. Old latrine.
I also like the design
mm-hmm.
a lot.
The horse.
The horse. The old bottles horse. Are tight. Like,
yeah, I'm just hoping that we can get like a sponsorship.
Well, they won't because you just trashed them.
Well, only half the podcast. I didn't trash them. I'm just saying, you know.
It tastes
it's a budget beer. It's a value beer. It
tastes like a value beer. For the product, for what it is, it's delicious.
It does its job. You know, yeah.
Too many people out here are like, I'm not even going to. I don't want to get into that. All right. You got something else to bring in?
Yes. Last item, hitting the gym.
Okay.
I want to get your opinion on this.
I'm going to need a little bit more of a...
Just going to the gym.
Just going working, to the
going
gym.
Going to the gym and working out.
Yeah. Swiping right.
Can you defend that position?
Yeah, it's 2018. Everybody mm-hmm. knows that exercise is the best preventative measure to mm-hmm. long-term diseases.
Mm-hmm.
Get your ass up, exercise. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go to the mm-hmm. gym. You don't have to throw on heavy weights. Mm-hmm. Yeah, iron sharpens iron, but go to a body weight. Go to a yoga class.
Mm-hmm.
Do something that makes you fun.
Mm-hmm.
Go after it.
Mm-hmm. I am all out on physical activity.
Okay.
Just not in a weird way. Just saying I'm still going to go to the gym and work out and stuff, but I'm all out. I'm 100% swiping left on physical activity.
And why is that?
I think that at this point in our like evolution as a race, we should just – have you ever seen the movie WALL-E?
Yes.
With the little robot. It's animated yeah. Yeah, and yeah. the people are yeah. all just huge and they all
they're
have
just, like – float around, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. I think that at this point, we're just ready to just jump to that spot in our history as humans.
Okay.
I think that we might as well just expedite the process. We have the technology. We might as well just do it. And I think that hitting the gym is just preventing that. I'm ready for everybody to just become blobs of just fat.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. You know, we're already going down that path. Is the thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like it's inevitably
so
we're
by
gonna,
that, so by
inevitably
that
logic, we're going to get there. So we might as well just send it and
along
just be
that
doing
same
it already.
Tangent. then screw the environment, right? Then I don't want to hear any more talk about climate change. Mm-hmm. Let's doom the earth because mm-hmm. the earth is trashed.
Well, that we can change. That we can still change. We still got time.
No, no, because that take is invalid if you don't acknowledge that as well. Because Wally, the earth is trashed. Mm-hmm. And we're also, I mean, by if you're going to reference that, mm-hmm. makes sense. I agree. Climate change is out. Don't ever bring up climate change again. Don't ever tell me not to litter on the side of the road because fuck it, we're going to head to space, right?
No. I'm not saying we should recreate the plot of the movie Wall-E. Mm-hmm. I don't think that we should do that. I'm just saying, as humans, we should just send it and be in wheelchairs forever and just be.
Well, I'll tell you this much: we are climate-wise, mm-hmm. environmentally-wise, we're way closer to Wall-E than we are physically.
I know. That's why I want to kind of reverse things.
What do you mean?
I want to just we should kind of try and do what we can about climate change and try and tweak that a little bit, even though with the current political system, capitalism, that you know, it's a whole mess. But I'm just saying, we should just go to that point already and just be always like, because you know, we have like half the population that's already just spending all day watching TV, playing video games anyway, so we might as well all just invest in it and just completely do it and just be the worst species ever.
Okay, well, if you care about your body, for any Tigo uh-huh. Nation doggy boys, doggy girls out there, hitting the gym is fun, uh-huh. and there's a lot of really fun ways to do it.
There's a lot of benefits as well.
You could do
I'm not saying there's not benefits or I don't like going to the gym. I'm just saying we should just cut it out.
Okay.
As a society, if we all just stopped and we all just decided to get huge.
So is it a do as I do or do as I say? Because then if it's you're a, it's you have me, to commit this to this, is, this so don't my, go to the gym anymore.
No. That's not what I'm saying.
What are the odds you don't go to the gym anymore?
That's not what I'm saying.
I'm getting a hit on the voicemail, but what are the odds you don't go to the gym anymore?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying this is a call to action. This isn't okay. I'm going to lead the charge and just stop going to the gym. Because I'm saying this is a call to action. If everybody just stopped going to the gym and we just decided collectively to all just get huge, then I think that I would probably jump on the bandwagon.
So you want?
But I'm not saying I'm going to be the Mahatma Gandhi and spearhead this effort. So don't put words in my mouth. I'm just saying.
That's a weak take.
It's be that as it may.
You're
I'm just saying.
You're asking Tigo Nation to give themselves heart disease, diabetes.
I'm not asking Tigo Nation to do anything. I'm telling Tigo Nation to stand up and not go to the gym. And if Tigo Nation does that, then I will follow in their footsteps.
They need a leader. That's like Mel Gibson.
It's not me.
Like
it's not me. I'm not willing to give up.
Ahead,
I'm not
and then
willing
I just
to
stand there and be like, damn.
I'm not willing to stop hitting the gym and get heart disease and be lazy and out of shape because of a take up on a podcast.
That's like Rosa Parks saying, I'm going to stand up, but like you should sit down. Like if you care about us, like you sit down.
No, because the movement had already started when Rosa Parks, you know.
She pushed even further. The movement's already happening. People already aren't going to the gym.
Yeah, but it's not because of me asking them to stand up. It's just because that's what they're doing, you know. So if they DM me at @_stablegenius and they tell me, hey, Matt, I'm doing it for you, I'm going to say, all right, let's stand up and let's not go to the gym altogether.
If I had known that this is the take that I would have, okay, all right, let's move on.
What's that?
If I knew that this was where that was going to go, I would not have allowed that. I would have been like, change that on the run through. That's ridiculous. Doggy boys and doggy girls, keep going to the gym. Don't you dare stop.
You might have to, though.
If you don't go to the gym, that's okay. There's other ways.
It's a movement.
Google. Stay active.
It's an anti-fitness movement. I'm gonna make an anti-Fitstagram. It's just an Instagram of me and shit.
It's just you have beef with Fitstagrams, don't you? Because you keep referencing that subtly every here and again. Like, oh, Fitstagram this. And then that came out, an anti-Fitstagram?
I'm just saying that would be an interesting concept. It would just be an Instagram of me making lazy decisions, of me just watching TV all day.
That low-key would go off.
That's what I'm saying, an anti-Fitstagram.
Would low-key go crazy.
Like, it's just me eating not clean and, like, not meal prepping and just being that guy.
Facts.
That might be lit.
Like a picture of you at the drive-thru McDonald's.
Just the calorie count of like 6 McChickens.
Or like you laying in bed with that bag of Cheetos.
Me sleeping until 12. Yeah, me falling asleep with a bag of Cheetos in my bed.
That's bumbled with other stuff.
Yeah.
And for those listeners, once again, shout out. What's up?
So you're swiping left on going to the gym is what I'm
swiping
saying.
Right on going to the gym. Keep going to the gym.
You're
going
to keep going to the gym?
Yes.
How is this podcast going to be divided about this though? You're going to ask me to stand up and not go to the gym, but you're not going to help me out?
I don't have a beef
united
with
we
physical
stand,
activity.
Man.
We are not united.
I don't
we
have beef with physical
podcast.
Activity. I'm just saying. I'll still
as
walk around
of
and
today,
stuff.
Today, 11-12,
mm-hmm.
we are a divided podcast.
Well, it's 11-13.
11-14. I don't care what it is. It doesn't matter.
Uh-huh.
We're divided.
Is a divided podcast is what you're telling
and
me?
And if I see you go to the gym, I'm going to take a picture of it. I'm going to post it to the
store. I'm on record right now saying I'm going to be keep hitting the gym. I'm not going to stop hitting the gym. I'm just saying. If we all stood up and stopped going to the gym, that'd be tight.
How about we all stand up and litter? And you know what the worst part about this is
that
I'm going to get way more backlash for saying that than
no,
you
I'm just,
will
I'm
for
just,
saying
No, you
that
are because you are because that take, you know what you're killing? You're not just killing yourself. You're killing sea turtles. You're killing squirrels. You're killing things that live on the earth other than us. If I don't go to the gym, it's just me who dies. If we just trash the earth and start polluting and stuff like that and just keep doing what we're doing.
We don't want to dive into this wormhole,
because
then
other species are going to die. So that's why you're going to get scorched for that take. Just letting you know. T-Wheel Nation is going to stand up. T-Wheel Nation is going to stand up, and they're going to come at your neck.
No.
Because you are saying that we should just kill turtles and dolphins.
You're telling T-Wheel Nation to stop going to the gym. That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. I'm trying to start a movement, man.
You're starting a movement in the wrong direction.
I'm just saying.
No, what you're saying is wrong. What you're saying is wrong.
Well, that's your opinion.
No,
facts don't care about your feelings, dude. Facts don't care about your feelings.
That's a fact.
That's an opinion. That's an opinion. I'm just saying that you can't equate making climate change more dramatic or going faster or whatever to me just not hitting the gym, you know? Because climate change is going to affect others. The penguins, the polar bears. Do you care about polar bears, Ryan?
I do. Don't spin this now.
I'm not spinning anything.
I'm not spinning anything. Eagle Nation hate me
I'm
for
not
saying
making,
that take.
That, those
I
are your
like
words.
I would like to remind you that you are asking all 15 of our listeners to not go to the gym because you want them to care more about your issue than about themselves.
No, I'm just saying if we all stood up and stopped going to the gym, it would be tight. Not stand. We should stand up and just pollute the earth and kill dolphins and
you know
baby
what?
Polar
I'll,
bears.
I'll
and,
take that take. If you don't go to the gym, don't go to the gym.
I know. I'm going to keep going to the gym.
That's what I'm saying. Is that so hypocritical? That makes no sense
if
to me.
If T-Eagle Nation stands up with me, then I'll stop going. But as of now, you know.
I that's trash, and you're trash for that.
All right. At least
trash.
I don't.
If I could litter you, I would.
At least I don't want to. At least I'm not going to go outside and litter after this.
That's fine. You come at me, T-Eagle Nation. That's fine.
All right.
You guys want to come at me? Want to come my neck? All you environmental scientists, come at me. Let's do it. Let's tangle.
I'm just saying. Dude.
I never once said that climate change wasn't real. I never once said.
Thankfully, because
I
don't know.
I live on an island where I see turtles every day. You do not.
I've seen turtles.
You visited that place once,
and I saw turtles.
That place. Way more environmental friendly than Humboldt County. I'm gonna say that right now. I'm firing from the hip right now. I told you,
you're absolutely firing from the hip. Let's just break that take down really, really quick. That place being Hawaii is more environmentally friendly. And what do you mean by that statement?
I don't know. I actually know that a physical location
is more environmentally friendly than the county that
I'm
from.
I don't know what I'm saying, but you got me so fired up again.
I can tell I have you riled up. Did you know that this was going to be such a scorching hot take? Did you know that you were going to be burning like this?
I didn't think you were going to say something so stupid. I'm going to say
That's an opinion. Hey, man. I'll tell you what. Facts don't care about your feelings.
This is an opinion piece right now. Host Matt. Is an idiot.
This is an op-ed.
That's it.
Well, this is a facts-only podcast that we're trying to leave opinions out of it. What's in the news, Ryan?
What's in the news is Matt is... Oh.
Are we going to have to cut this thing short? Are you just flaming out right now?
I'm flaming out.
It's okay. What's in the news?
I'm not going to tell people what's in the news right now. I'm going to tell them what's coming on Thursday.
Okay.
We're doing voicemails.
Okay.
We're going to address the question, is Matt... going to date a sea captain? Is Ryan going to wear shorts all winter? We're going to address those two questions. The lap dog is going to continue to chew at her sweater.
She is so cute right now. She's rolling around on her back. She's chewing on her sweater. It's fall.
We're doing voicemails. She's in fall attire. We have a T-Gold pronunciation bee that we promised you. That's coming on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
We also are going to go over our Thanksgiving schedule because things are going to change.
Mm-hmm.
Upcoming holiday season, we're going to bring you guys a lot of special content. Spepisodes, as it's been coined by one environmental loving, gym hating Matt Mayer.
TM.
Do you have anything else you want to tell them?
I wanted to just touch on what she's doing and if we're going to do some ASMR with her. Because I think that she's getting into the ASMR game and she might want to try and debut her
ASMR
on the podcast.
I like that.
So are we going to do some Abuela ASMR right now?
So for the listeners, we have... Abuela ASMR.
I think
let's leave it up to them.
I think we should...
let's throw a poll up.
Okay, yeah.
And let's see what they say.
Let's
and
see
then
if
we'll
they
want to
hear
like,
it.
A special. We can do it via Instagram. We can do a whole lot of things with this. We have content. We have the audio of her doing ASMR.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Because
we're
going
to have a lot of stuff going up on the Instagram. Matt, where can they find that Instagram?
They're going to be able to find it on the Instagram app. You can download it from the app store.
Naturally.
You open it up and you look up @_stablegenius or _RyanYoshida or two guys one lapdog. Spell it all out.
The middle one wasn't even my username.
It's your new username. We made you a new Instagram.
Nope.
It's your business
Instagram.
Not my Instagram.
New Instagram.
It's your business
Not my
Instagram.
New Instagram.
And it's just you hitting the gym.
Not my new Instagram.
@2guys1lapdog. Spell it all out. That's where they're going to find it. Or @_RyanYoshida. It's his Fitstagram.
It's
him hitting
Fitstagram.
The gym. It's him
not
trying
Fitstagram.
To. Okay. All right.
It's
they can
not
find.
My
they can. They can look it up and find out for themselves. I'll tell you that right now.
That's not. If you guys want to follow my actual Instagram, it's @Veli_02. That's what it is.
Veli with a W.
Veli with a W. W-E-L-I.
Underscore
0202. It's private. Just send it. I'll follow you back. Promise to God. Other than that, once again, we have a poll up. We have an Instagram going. We got Bumble with other stuff. It's up, right up there. Don't you worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Without further ado, I think we're going to see you guys on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, right? Mm-hmm. We don't know for sure.
Yeah.
Or for sure.
Yeah, we'll see them on Thursday. But for right now, we should just get you a glass of water. Because hey, I know that that gym take had you burning. And I know that you're...
If anybody's still listening, shout out Raya.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to retract the earlier takes. Don't come at my neck for this.
Yeah, yeah, you can't, you know, you're on record.
But I don't want to retract them. Just don't come at my neck.
But just don't ever forget that the state of Hawaii is more environmentally friendly than the county of Humboldt. No. So don't ever forget that.
I would like to address that.
That's facts. That's straight facts. I'm going to let that marinate.
I know who's going to come at me. It's the same people that are always coming at me, and I love it. Keep the voicemails coming.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Tevin Not Shoes? What's up, Anika? What's up? What's up, Sam?
I believe it's pronounced Annika.
Annika?
Yeah, she's fine. A listener. She's a doggy girl.
What's up?
Noted.
I'll meet you at Bee Farm. We'll plant some trees together.
Bee Street Farm.
And then I'll take those trees out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll plant them in my house.
Mm-hmm. In white?
I'll piss on them.
Oh.
And I'll water them. And the proper nutrition, you know, the nitrogen, all that kind of stuff. Because it matters.
Oh, you have nitrogen in your pee?
Yes.
That's where your piss actually
that's where the nitrogen leaves your body because it can't digest.
Most of your urinary nitrogen
comes through your urine.
We have to get that looked at.
But you don't care because physical activity doesn't matter.
All right, host Ryan is leaving the studio. Everybody, thanks for listening. See you guys on Thursday. Bye bye. Thursday. Bye bye. Thursday. Bye bye. Thursday. Bye bye.